إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، indeed our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides, then none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah Azza wa Jal, alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Ayyuhal ikhwatul kiram, noble brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, it is clear for everyone to see. Those who are familiar with the text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah, that Islam encourages emphatically with al-istiqrar bayn al-zawjain. Islam encourages emphatically with the continuation and longevity of marital life between the two spouses, so that the home and the home, al-bayt, is a vital component of the moral fabric of society. So that the home is a comfortable place for the two spouses, a place of serenity, and likewise a place where the husband and wife can raise their children with a tarbiyah salihah, with a righteous upbringing. Brothers and sisters, something that we have to understand, and it should be something that we know, and something that we firmly believe, and something that alhamdulillah, that is represented in our actions, is that Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He called the marriage contract between man and wife, al-mithaq al-ghaliz, that serious, firm, heavy contract and covenant. So let's just pause for a moment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as He said, وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, the meaning being, while you have gone in unto one another, and they have taken from you this firm, heavy covenant. Meaning the man, alhamdulillah, after the act of zawaj, he can go to his wife. And Ibn Abbas, somebody may ask, well, how do we know that the marriage contract, al-aqd al-zawaj, is so serious? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and others, Sa'id ibn Jubayr and others from the Imam al-Islam, they said, al-mithaq al-ghaliz, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا, that they have taken from you this heavy covenant. Ibn Abbas, he said, is referring to the contract, the marriage contract. So what do we need to do, ikhwan? One of the first things that we need to do, we need to stop these backstreet marriages. Marrying in McDonald's, who's the guardian? I don't know. Were there witnesses? I don't know. That individual who gets married like that, or they get married in the pizza shop, ma'am, who's the witnesses? I don't know. They don't consider marriage to be al-mithaq al-ghaliz. And ikhwan, if there's a problem, the remedy, no doubt, every Muslim accepts. The remedy for all of the problems in society, the solution can be found in the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. But in order To treat something, you have to recognize that there's a problem. And we recognize that there's a problem. And in order for that to work, even if you have the solution, it requires compliance, submission, and implementation of what's going to bring you out from that predicament that you're in. Brothers and sisters, Iblis, la'natullahi alayh, Iblis, he's aware that the family is one of the integral parts of the well-being of society. That if this family is upright, the husband, the wife, the children, alhamdulillah, raised in that righteous environment, that's a way of improving society. Iblis understands that if he rips that apart, he's taken a step in spreading corruption and immorality in society. The dalil for that is what? Al-hadith alladhi fi sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an, the Prophet said, inna iblisa yada'u arshahu ala al-ma. Iblis, he places his throne upon the water. ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُ سَرَايَاهُ. Then he sends out his troops, the shayateen, the devils. فَأَدْنَاهُمْ مِنْهُ مَنْزِلًا. The closest of these devils to Iblis is the one, أَعْظَمَهُمْ فِتْنَةً, the one who spreads the most turmoil and corruption in the earth. One of these shayateen will go to Iblis, فَيَقُولْ فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. And they will say, I done this and that. قَالْ فَيَقُولُ Iblis, he will say to this individual, مَا صَنَعْتَ شَيْئًا. You've done nothing. I've spread such and such a level of corruption in the earth. Iblis will say to him, مَا صَنَعْتَ شَيْئًا. You've done nothing. Then another one from the shayateen will come, مَا تَرَكْتُهُ حَتَّى فَرَّقْتُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ امْرَأَتِهِ. I did not depart until I split this man and his wife. قَالْ فَيُدْنِيهِ مِنْهُ. Iblis will bring this shaytan closer to him and he will say, نِعْمَ أَنْتَ. How excellent have you done? You're the one. And in some narrations, A'mashi mentions, he said, أُرَاهُ قَالْ. I think that he said, and he embraces him, he hugs him. Look at that. Iblis knows, in order to spread corruption in the earth, you have to split between a man and his wife. Because if you split between a man and his wife, that's going to affect the children. And it's seen, mushahad. Nobody can deny this, it's fact. The only one that denies this is a mu'ani, sahib al-hawa. A stubborn individual who's being overpowered by his designs. So look. So therefore, brothers and sisters, we'll speak briefly, because this is a topic in itself, about divorcing and being hasty with divorce. Divorcing and being hasty, breaking that heavy al-mithaq al-ghaliz, that heavy, firm covenant, as Allah Azza wa Jalla referred to it, the marriage contract. يُعَدُّ هَذَا التَّسَرُّعُ فِي فَكِّ رَابِطَةِ الزَّوَاجِ تَعَدِّيًا عَلَى مَا يَنُسُّ عَلَيْهِ شَرْعُنَا الْحَلِيمِ. Brothers and sisters, rushing to tear apart the bond of marriage is considered to be a violation of what is stated in our divine legislation. الَّذِي يَدْعُ إِلَى الْإِسْلَاحِ. The legislation of Islam, which calls for firstly what? Not immediately that you divorce straight away, no. Firstly, it calls for reconciliation and peace. Because normally people have invested in marriage. A man, he prepares for it. He prepares. If you go to many communities and countries, a person may work until maybe he's 20, maybe older than that. He's preparing all that time for marriage. Preparing for it. It means something. So al-Islam calls firstly to what? Any problems? يَدْعُوا إِلَى الْإِصْلَاحِ. It calls to reconciliation and peace. قَبْلَ اللُّجُوءِ إِلَى فَكِّ الرَّابِطَةِ الزَّوْجِيَّ بِالطَّلَاقِ. Before rushing to break and tear apart this bond through divorce. لِأَنَّ الصُّلْحَ خَيْرٌ. Because reconciliation and peace is better. No doubt there may be situations, an individual, he takes the necessary steps as legislated in the deen, and alhamdulillah, he's done everything in his capacity, and people, alhamdulillah, at that point, they separate. That's another thing. We're talking about this hasty, at-tasarra, this nature has become even adat and a habit for many people that they divorce, they marry, they divorce, they marry, they divorce, they marry, and they look at it as something that's normal. That's not normal. That's corruption in one's fitrah. If you divorce for no reason and you're happy to do so. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَإِنِ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَادًا. Any woman that fears from her husband, نُشُوز, some type of cruelty or desertion, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا. There's nothing wrong with both of them. فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُصْلِحَ بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. There's nothing wrong with both of them doing what? Trying to bring some type of understanding, reconciliation. And Allah says, as sulh is khayr, reconciliation and peace is better than severing those ties. So brothers and sisters, we just want to talk about, briefly, some of al-asbab, and the asbab are many, some of the reasons that lead to divorce. And they can be divided into al-asbab al-kharijiyya, external factors that result in divorce. Likewise, al-asbab allati ta'ud ila ahad al-zawjayn, factors that return back to one of the husband or the wife. And then you have factors that are mushtarika bayna zawjayn, meaning both of them may have a part to play in it. Let's talk firstly about what? The reasons for divorce, which are al-asbab al-kharijiyya, external factors. Some external factors that may result in divorce. From them, irada to ifsadi ba'din nas bayna zawjayn. Some people, they want to cause confusion and corruption between a man and his wife. This exists. Person is unhappy with his life, doesn't like to see another man happily married. Let me just, be devil's advocate, wal'iyadu billah. Or vice versa. وَقَدْ تَبَرَّأَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ سَانِعِ ذَلِكِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he freed himself from the one who corrupts a man as it pertains to his wife, or the wife as it pertains to the husband. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as collected in Sunan Abi Dawud min hadithi Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laysa minna man khabbaba imra'atan ala zawjiha. They are not from us, the one who corrupts the wife against her husband. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed himself from this type of individual. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ خَبَّبَ إِمْرَأَةً. The one who turns the wife against the husband. And the meaning of خَبَّبَ is أَفْسَدَ. To corrupt them against them, or to fool them and entice them against the husband, and so on and so forth. And remember, brothers and sisters, that this is one of the purposes of magic, a sihr. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. As we're studying now in Kitab al-Tawheed. Magic. They use magic to split between a man and his wife. Again, look, to destroy the well-being of society. Divorce is not hayyin. It's not something to be treated lightly. Likewise, ikhwan, another reason, sa'yu ba'd an-nisa fil fawzi biz-zawj. Some women, they want the husband to divorce the wife so that he can marry her. That's a reality. It never just appeared in this era. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against it. The woman sitting back, she's plotting against the husband. I want him to myself and I don't want to share him. And I want the wife, I want her out the picture. Plotting, planning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against this. As comes in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, min hadith Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, لا يحل لامرأة تسأل طلاق أختها لتستفرغ صفحتها فإن لها ما قدر لها. It is not allowed for a woman to ask for her sister to be divorced so she can have everything to herself. She's only going to attain what was decreed for her. Look at that. It is not allowed for a woman to ask for her sister to be divorced so that she can have the whole situation to herself. So she can have the man to herself. She will only have what is decreed for her. Likewise, ikhwan, and even that we could talk about other external factors. We'll suffice with that. Let's look at some of al-asbab allati ta'udu ila zawja. Some of the reasons that results in divorce that goes back to what? The wife. Firstly, سؤال بعد النسوة أزواجهن الطلاق من غير سبب معقول. That some women, they ask their husbands for divorce for ridiculous reasons. أو لا مقتدى شرعي. And they have no valid Islamic يعني, reason for that. There's no legitimacy شرعاً for it. And that's the case. You hear stories, oh, he wouldn't buy me a Louis Vuitton pocketbook. I want a divorce. I want a khula. Are you all there? You okay? For a pocketbook, for a pair of shoes, for some dunya, you're willing to rip your whole family apart, separate the children from the father because of something that you wear and it's going to end up in the bin after a few years. Showing us, ikhwan, the level of corruption in society. But again, if there is corruption, it's not the remedy is not rap music. The remedy is not R&B. That's not the remedy. The remedy is not the nightclub. The remedy is kitab and sunnah with the understanding of the salaf of this ummah, but biting onto it with your molar teeth. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, any woman, ayyum amra'a, any woman, sa'alat zawjaha at-talaq, who asks her husband for a divorce fi ghayri ma ba's, without a valid reason, فَحَرَامٌ عَلَيْهَا رَائِحَةُ الْجَنَّةِ. It's forbidden for her the fragrance of paradise. That word khula is serious. إِنَّ الْمُخْتَلِعَاتُ هُنَّ الْمُنَافِقَاتُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it comes in the sunan. The women that they ask for the khula without a valid reason, they're the women that have attributes of hypocrisy. Remember, every time you think about this divorce or the khula, remember that al-mithaq al-ghaleeb, that heavy covenant that you have taken. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. So alhamdulillah, we spoken, ikhwan, about this aqd, this marriage, which, as we said, Allah Azza wa Jal, the contract, Allah referred to it as what? Al-mithaq al-ghaleedh. وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And they've taken from you this severe and this heavy agreement, this covenant. Na'am. Likewise, we've mentioned that Islam, alhamdulillah, clearly and emphatically encourages with the preservation of marriage and the longevity of marriage and the continuation of marriage for the well-being of the individuals at hand, the man and the wife, and likewise the children and society as a whole. We've spoken about some of those external factors that could result in a divorce and some of the factors that return to what? Return to the woman. Also, you have نعم الأسباب التي تعود إلى الزوج. Reasons that go back to the husband. From them, الأول اتخاذ بعد الأزواج. Some of the husbands, they take لفظ الطلاق as something as a la'ab, as a joke, or they do it in jest. Na'am, or yamzah biha. Some husbands, they play with the wording, I divorce you. And they treat it with jest. And they think it's a joke. Whereas these are al-alfad al-shar'iyya. Divorce, khul'a, are Islamic terms that should be treated with respect and caution. To the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as comes in the hadith collected by Tirmidhi and others, ثَلَاثٌ جِدُّهُنَّ جِدْ. Three things. If you're serious with them, they are treated and they are considered to be serious. وَهَزْلُهُنَّ جِدْ. And if you joke with them, then they're considered to be serious. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned from them, الطلاق, النكاح, والطلاق, والرجعة. From them is divorce. Listen to this, Ikhwan. I want us all to listen to this statement of Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi, rahimahullah. He said, اتفقَ عامةُ أهل العلم على أن التصريح لفظ الطلاق إذا جرى على لسان البالغ العاقل فإنه مؤاخذ به لا ينفعه أن يقول كنت لاعبا أو هازلا أو لم أنوي به طلاق وما أشبه ذلك من الأمور واحتج بعض العلماء في ذلك بقول الله تعالى ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا. The scholars of Islam, all of them have unanimously agreed. Remember this before you play with talaq. The scholars of Islam have unanimously agreed that saying clearly the word at divorce, Allah the Sarih, I divorce you, and the like of those clear expressions of divorce. Now I'm using the word divorce. If it occurs on the tongue of someone who has reached puberty and they are sane, they have the ability of reason, then they are going to be held account for it. And it will not benefit him to say, I was joking, I was only playing, or I didn't intend to divorce, or the likes of these things. And some of the scholars of Islam, they use as a proof for this, the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, the meaning being, and do not take the ayat of Allah as games and jokes. Serious. Marriage is serious. Al-mithaq al-ghaliyu. Likewise, brothers and sisters, another reason that returns to the husband, and likewise it can go back to the woman as well, is adam tawfiq al-zawj fi ikhtiyar al-zawja. The husband does not choose his wife correctly. And he only suffices many of the times with what? Al-madhar, the way she looks. That's a khatar. When you get married, what do we have to look for? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he specified it. تنكح المرأة لأربع. A woman is married for one of four things. لمالها ولحسبها. For her wealth, her lineage, her beauty, and her religion. فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. Marry the religious woman, otherwise you will be the loser. Your hands will be covered in dust. And that applies to the woman as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إذا أتاكم, if there comes to the guardians, and likewise the guardians need to fear Allah. Don't just marry someone because he's your friend and he's living in his car. Where's the wife going to live? He's your friend and he's living in his car. Where's the wife going to live? Fear Allah. If Allah Azza wa Jalla entrusted you with a position, do it properly. Would you marry a daughter to somebody like that? If you say yes, then you're not suitable for that role. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. If there comes to you a man and you're pleased with his religion and his character, then marry him. Meaning to the guardian, marry him. So the woman, likewise, she looks for, most importantly, deen. If it's just based on, oh, he has a nice watch, what do you expect from that? Or I saw him drive a nice car. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Marry the one, the religious woman. And likewise, the religious man. Otherwise, you will be the loser. And you see 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, and they're miserable and they're losers. They don't have no family, no grandchildren, no righteous children. They're just living and they're miserable. Why? Because they didn't implement the deen of al-Islam, the kitab and the sunnah with the understanding of the salaf of this ummah. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will provide for them a way out. So if it doesn't work the first time and you fear Allah and you understand marriage and you're looking for the right things, inshallah ta'ala, we have a good thought about Allah, Allah will give it for that individual. But if your understanding of marriage is twisted, if the concept of marriage is twisted, if the concept of this agreement, this act is twisted, if the concept of life is twisted, if the concept of having a family is twisted, then how are you going to be successful? Brothers and sisters, this is important because, like I said, we're talking about the well-being of society. The purification of the spouses leads, inshallah, to the purification, the tarbiyah of the children. The tarbiyah of the children, likewise, alhamdulillah, contributes to society. You corrupt the institution of the family, then you're corrupting society. And all you have to do is look around you. Look how many people are growing up and their father is nowhere to be found in their life. And look at the effect that it has upon them. You don't have to start, see these civil rights and all these type of movements, they want to miss this stage. We don't hear people campaigning for the preservation of family based upon the kitab and the sunnah with the understanding of the salaf. People want to take responsibility away from themselves. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us understanding of the religion of Islam. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us with implementation of that religion. Because that is what prosperity is. How many brothers and sisters, they memorize the three fundamental principles. So you've memorized the statement of الشافعي رحمه الله محمد إدريس الشافعي. لو ما أنزل الله إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. But again, it's not just memorizing statements of the ulama, memorizing nusus text without implementation. Shafi'i said, if Allah Azza wa Jalla only sent down Surah Al-Asr for mankind, it would have been enough for them. Enough for what? Their happiness. Surah Al-Asr would have been enough. If Allah only revealed to you Surah Al-Asr, it would be enough for all of us to live a prosperous and happy life. How many of us have memorized that? How many of us studied Thalathul Usul? Majority of us, or many of us, have heard it, if not memorized it. But it takes what? Wal asr, by time. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. The whole of mankind is in a state of loss. Illa alladhina amanu, except for those who believe tawheed, al-iman. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Those who act the righteous deeds, they act upon the ilm. Watawasaw bilhaq, they advise one another with the truth, and they advise one another with patience. That's enough for our success. And that's why the Sahaba, when they would depart from one another, they would depart and they would recite Surah Al-Asr, and that's thabit anhum. Shaykh Al-Albani, Sahih, who declares it to be authentic. May Allah grant us success.